Stone and Tile Show is proud to be sponsored by the National Tile Contractors Association. The NTCA is a leading trade association in the tile and stone industry dedicated to professional installation of ceramic tile and natural stone. With more than 1,500 members representing thousands of installers, NTCA works hard to be a strong voice for proper installation and qualified labor. The association invests in a professional staff to provide technical support and assistance and offers free educational seminars and regional training opportunities around the country. To learn more about what the NTCA can offer for you or your business, go to the website www.tile-ASSN.com. That's www.tile-ASSN.com. And good evening, folks, and good afternoon for those of you on the West Coast, and probably good morning for those of you listening in Australia and possibly overseas. I know we have a lot of listeners in foreign countries as well. Welcome to another edition of the Stone and Tile Show. I am your host, Fred Houston. And before we get started with today's show, I think if you've watched my Facebook page and my LinkedIn page, my Twitter, and all the other social media sites, you'll notice that today we're going to be talking about mentorship and why it's important to have a mentor. But before we do, I have a couple of announcements. I've decided to actually add another stone and tile inspection troubleshooting class. I do one every year in Las Vegas in January at the same time that the Surfaces Show is out there. But I've decided to add another one this time in Florida, my home state, in the DeBary area, which if you don't know where that is, that's in Orlando. And those dates are going to be June 18th, which runs on a Monday through, that's June 15th through the 18th. It finishes up on the 18th. So if you're interested in that class, there's a lot of information on my website, which is stoneforensics.com. Just check it out or go ahead and send me an email at fhouston, that's F-H-U-E-S-T-O-N at gmail.com. Now, I've been also getting a lot of requests to do my historic stone restoration seminar, which I only do them once every couple of years. Actually, it's been a number of years since I've did my last one. And I actually did it here in Florida. I'm going to hold another one of those, and that is a live, you know, you can attend seminar going to be done that Friday, the same week as the stone inspection seminar. So that's going to be on June 19th. You don't have to attend the one to attend the other. But if you want to sign up for that, I've got the dates, June 19th of this year, posted on the website, stoneforensics.com. Also, for you guys that are in stone restoration, I've also started a mentorship program. We're going to talk a little bit about why mentoring is so important. I have a few people hopefully going to call in that also are providing mentorships and other aspects of the stone and tile trade as well. So with that said, let me kind of get started on the importance of that. But before I do, let me give out the phone number. I want you to call in if you have a question concerning this, but more importantly, I want you to call in if you ever had a mentor and share with our listeners, you know, what mentorship has done for you. The phone number here is 323-870-3968. That's 323-870-3968. I remember, you know, many years ago when I first started in this business. Now, my dad was in this business, but I guess you could say my dad was my mentor in the very beginning. But back in those days, I was a young buck teenager, and first thing I wanted to do was get out of the business. And hey, here I am in the business. But that was almost 40 some years ago now. Now I'm aging myself. But I had mentors throughout my career. In the very beginning, it was Joe Donatelli Sr. With Eastern Marble. Those of you listening who were in that business probably knew of Joe Sr. His son Joe Jr. died just recently, this past year. So I'm going to miss him greatly. I've had many, many conversations with him. But I got started with a mentor. When I had a problem, when I was in the field and I needed advice, you know, and you got to understand, back in those days, the stone and tile industry was very secretive. I mean, you could go to other contractors and they wouldn't tell you what was going on. They wouldn't give you any of their tips or any of the things that they've learned over the years, you know, unless you've worked for them. That's changed, and I'm so glad. I mean, last week we spoke with Jason out there, and and Portland, who, you know, is sharing a lot of information. You know, people like Luke Miller with Tile Money and others are just, you know, we're out there sharing our knowledge, sharing the years of experience we had, in order to make it a better industry. So with that said, you may be saying, well, Fred, why do I need a mentor? And I kind of had this opinion in the very beginning. Well, why do I need a mentor? Well, there's several reasons. And I've came up with about eight or nine of them here that I'm going to go ahead and go over. And the first one I've already mentioned, and that is provide information and knowledge. You know, wouldn't it be nice if you could learn from someone else's mistakes? Well, you know, as mentors, I'm a mentor. I mean, I've made mistakes. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and say that I'm the almighty, you know, being, and I don't make mistakes. I still make mistakes. And I've made mistakes through the years, and some of those have cost me dearly. But I've learned from those mistakes, and hopefully you'll learn from your mistakes. But if you can somehow avoid those mistakes, wouldn't that be great? And that's where a mentor comes into play. You know, Ben Franklin once said, "Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember, involve me and I learn." And that's how you learn. I mean, I could preach all day long talking to you. You can listen to it. You can take that advice, do what you want with it. But to actually, you know, learn from someone who's been in the trenches, so to speak. So that's number one. You know, a mentor can provide you information and knowledge, not only on the technical side, but also in running a business. I mean, many of you out there are business owners, and, you know, you'll struggle with either advertising, marketing, you know, payroll, you know, questions you see all the time on the social media on, you know, how to handle customers, customer relations, et cetera. That's where a mentor can come into play. And believe me, I have lots of experience in that area, both good and bad, that I would be happy to share with anybody who would like to become, would like for me to mentor them. The second reason I came up with is that mentors can see where you need to improve and where you cannot improve. I mean, let's face it, we all have limitations. We need to know our strengths. We need to know our weaknesses. And a mentor can sometimes see that where you might not see it. You know, another famous quote I found, which I thought was quite interesting because it's from George Lucas, you know, the guy that makes movies. He basically said that they'll always be brutally honest and you will tell you exactly how it is rather than downplay any weakness that they see in you. You know, that's one thing, you know, a mentor will do. They will encourage you. They'll help you through your weaknesses. And let's face it, you know, we all have those weaknesses. I mean, I'm not good in everything, and no one is good in everything, but we can find, you know, someone who is. And, you know, I remember years and years ago, I read a book and it talked about the mastermind involving other people. Sometimes it takes someone else outside of your business. I mean, you see your business day in and day out, and sometimes it takes an outside source to see what you cannot see. And that's not being, you know, critical in any way, but boy, can that be tremendously helpful. If I had people back when I first started to tell me, "Fred, you don't want to do that," it would have saved me not only a lot of headache, but also a lot of money as well. The third reason is mentors find ways to stimulate our personal and our professional growth. We're motivators is what we do. We motivate. I mean, some of you can be, you know, self-motivating, but, you know, there's a delicate balance there. And that's something that a mentor will do. The fourth thing is mentors will often encourage and help us keep going. I mean, there are times when we all get depressed, we get down, we want to give in, we want to throw in the towel. You know, business is too hard, we're not getting customers, we're on a job that's just, you know, pressing. You know, a mentor can give you those encouragements. And, you know, it's funny, Oprah Winfrey, whether you're a fan or not, said that a mentor is someone who allows you to see hope inside yourself. And that's so true. You know, most of my life I've been very, very positive and I try to stay positive. But every once in a while, you just get kicked down and it becomes really difficult at times to pick yourself back up. So, you know, that phone call to a mentor to say, "Hey, you know, I'm having trouble with this job. I don't know where my business is going," whatever, excuse me, can be extremely helpful. Mentors can also act as disciplinarians that create, in other words, necessary boundaries that you can't see for yourself. Again, looking at, you know, having someone looking at you from a different perspective or a different angle. And, you know, I always say that in this industry, you know, whether we're tile setters, whether we're restoration guys or fabricators or whatever, we all come from different backgrounds. And, you know, and over the years, the thousands of craftspeople that I have taught, you know, I've had people from the cleaning trades, I've had accountants, I've actually had a couple of doctors and, you know, business people, you know, executives. I mean, everybody comes from a different background. So you all have different experiences and you all have different ways of looking at those things. And that's what a mentor can do for you. They can actually put those things into perspective for you. You know, what do you need? What are you having trouble with? You have trouble with accounting? You know, then you need to find someone that knows how to give you those strengths that you have a weakness for. So we also become, as mentors, we also become sounding boards that you can bounce things off of without having to worry about, am I going to steal your idea? That's really good because you may have and I know through the years I've had some fantastic ideas, and you know I'll run them by people that I know, and you know, and I won't say all the time, but a good majority of the time they're giving me reasons why it can work, but they're also giving me reasons why it probably won't work that I have never thought of before, because I'm kind of all excited about this new idea I have and this is going to work. And it's like, you know, I'll give you a great example. This happened, probably doesn't apply today, but the principle is the same. I remember many, many years ago, I almost took out a half page Yellow Page ad. And back when, you know, for the young folks out there, probably don't know what Yellow Pages are today, but it was very expensive at the time. I mean, we're talking several thousands of dollars for a Yellow Page ad. And I had someone tell me not to do that. First of all, don't do it because you're locked in for the entire year. And secondly, there are other ways to make the Yellow Pages work for you that you don't need to pay for an ad. And what I discovered as a stone restorer in a stone restoration business, I borrowed off of the fabricators in town. I mean, most of the fabricators that I dealt with would give me their restoration work. They were fabricators. They didn't want to do restoration work. So I would hook up with those guys, and those are the guys that had the big ads, and they were paying for the big ads. I never saw it that way until someone said to me, hey, why don't you do this? And that's what I did. So, you know, that's what a mentor can do, or one of the many things that a mentor can do. Become a sounding board. Before I go on, let me give out the phone number one more time. If you'd like to chime in here, the number is 323-870-3968. That's 323-870-3968, and share your experience with mentors, as well as if you are a mentor out there, I'll definitely like to call in and talk to you as well and get some of your ideas, as well. So we are, you know, another reason for a mentor is we're trusted advisors. I mean, you don't have to worry about your competition. You know, we're not going to go out and share your information, your proprietary materials and work if you have them, to anyone else, especially our other people that we are mentoring. We look at you as an individual, whether it's you individually or whether it's your business individually, and help you grow from there. I'll tell you an interesting story that happened to me many years ago, and it was kind of this was way, way back before I became a consultant, before I went into training. I was running a successful restoration company, and I had someone call me, and they said that they wanted to come and follow me for 2 weeks, and you know, they would pay me to do so. And I was kind of reluctant. Of course, you know, those were back in the days when you didn't want to really give out your secrets. Well, this individual was far away. He was all the way on the West Coast. I was on the East Coast. And he was persuasive enough and convinced me. And he said to me, Fred, he said, I can't pay you a lot of money. He said, I'll give you, and I'll tell you what it was. And, you know, we're talking 30 years ago. He said, I'll give you $2,000, but I can't pay you the entire $2,000. I'm struggling with my business. He said, I want your help. I see you're successful. He says, I can give you $1,000 and I'll pay you the other $1,000 once I get up and running. Well, you know that story, guys. You know how that works, right? I mean, you'll never see that other $1,000. So I had this individual come out. He spent 2 weeks with me, went on sales calls with me, actually went on the jobs with me, put a machine in his hand. It was great. Today he's a dear friend. And today he has a very successful company. Well, he left me after those 2 weeks. He called me continuously as I became a mentor and didn't realize I was a mentor at the time, because he would call me with the issues he was having, whether it was a technical issue of whether it was a business decision. And I would say probably about 5 years after the fact, I'm at a trade show, and this individual came up to me and said he'd like to take me for dinner that night. Now, I happened to be given a presentation there. He was in the audience, and I said, sure, let's go out for dinner. And we get out for dinner, and he slides an envelope across the table. And I go, and now you got to remember, I forgot about this $1,000. I mean, after all, it's 5 years ago. I figured, you know, forget it. I'm not going to get it. And I wasn't in the business of doing that. I was in the business of, you know, as a contractor. And he slid it across the table. It was $1,000. He said, here, I never forgot. He said, thanks to you. He said, I now have a successful business and will continue to support you and vice versa. So that's one of the how mentors can be appreciated, and they can help you grow your business. I mean, I've taught lots of restoration contractors, fabricators, and installers over the years, and I love it when I get the feedback that says, because of you, I was able to succeed. That makes me succeed and makes me feel good about it too. Another reason a mentor is good is that you can learn from your mentors. I mean, we have the experience. Now, I just had a birthday yesterday, and thank you folks for wishing me happy birthday on my Facebook page. And I don't mind telling you how old I am. I turned 67 yesterday. Well, you know, a lot of you are a lot younger than that, and you haven't had the experience that I've had in business, and I can share that. I'm willing to share that information, as well as some of the other mentors out there. That's what we do. We take our successes and our failures. Don't get me wrong. We're not going to sit there and be a rah-rah guy that's going to sit here and brag about how successful we are. That's not the purpose of being a mentor. The purpose of being a mentor is to help you be successful, and that's what we're going to do. Those are basically my reasons why a mentor is very important. And I know a lot of you hasn't had it. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It just simply means that, why not solicit the help? I mean, ask yourself this. How much money have you poured into advertising that didn't work? You know, the Yellow Pages example was one idea I talked about that didn't work. Let me give you another tip that a mentor will provide, and this is for any of you guys out there, whether you're a restoration contractor, fabricator, or installer. One of the best ways that I used to get work that didn't cost me a dime, okay, not one. Well, I take that back. It cost me a stamp, and that is to learn how to write a press release. And if you don't, your mentor can help you with this. Write a press release and offer something to your customers or your potential customers. So let's take an example. Let's say you're a tile setter. You might want to put a little brochure together. And again, if you don't know how to put the brochure together, this is what a mentor can help you do. And that brochure may be something on the lines of how to hire a tile contractor. And what you would do is put that together. It's non-promotional. You're just giving them some real basic points as to, you know, what to look for in a tile contractor or a restoration contractor or a fabricator. And then you write a press release to your local newspaper, and usually goes to the home section of the local newspaper. And basically the press release says that, you know, XYZ company is offering a free brochure on whatever the subject is. Now you send that to the editor. And I guarantee you and you have to keep sending it to the other, because at some point, I know how editors work. They're always looking for that little spot to fill. And if you bombard them with and I'm not saying every week, but let's say every 3 months you send that out, eventually you're going to get published. And guess what? Your emails, at the time it wasn't email for me, it was phone calls and letters, but your emails will probably be just flooded. Your inbox will be flooded with requests for this brochure. And when you get that request, then you send all your advertising, all your, you know, your company brochure, your business card, everything to that individual. You don't send that to the newspaper. The only thing you want to send to the newspaper is the press release and the brochure that you've come up with. Now, if you don't have a how-to brochure, again, a good mentor can write one for you, can help you write one. show you how it's done. It's very simple for those of you who have done it. So don't think you have to be a writer. So that's just one of the many tips that a mentor can give you. And I learned that through experience. I accidentally fell into that one day where I saw a press release in a newspaper for something. It was landscaping or air conditioning or something like that. And I kind of went, well, that's an interesting idea. So, you know, I'm the kind of guy that when I watch a TV show, you know, I'm always looking for, you know, how can that, even though while I'm being entertained watching, I'm always looking at, well, how can this help me? How can this help me? And, you know, one famous story about, I guess you could call it marketing, as it was this individual who had lost his job. He was sitting on his couch one day, you know, watching TV, and he was watching the news. And on the news, there was this guy that was rebuilding the walkway on the Brooklyn Bridge. And what they were doing basically is they were taking out all the wood slats that went over the Brooklyn Bridge and they were replacing it with whatever. And they're interviewing this guy. And of course, they're interviewing in front of his van. So it had the name of his company on the van, as well as the phone number in the van. And this guy watching this on the news is sitting there. He all of a sudden gets an idea. He takes the guy's telephone number and gives the guy a call. He said, hey, I saw you on the news tonight. He said, I want to ask you, what are you doing with all that wood that you're taking off the Brooklyn Bridge? And he said, I'm throwing it in the dump. And the guy said, well, if I can send a truck over there, can I have it? The guy said, sure. Save me the time of going to the dump and throwing this all away. So this guy calls up a buddy of his who had a big truck. He goes over there. They load up all this wood planking in the guy's truck. They bring it over to this guy's house. They dump it in his backyard. Now, what he does next is ingenious. What he basically does is he puts a press release out. And the title of the press release is New Jersey Man Sells the Brooklyn Bridge. And basically what he did is he took all this wood, he cut it into 1-inch squares, he put it on a certificate. And, you know, what do they call that? A certificate of authorization or something like that, that said this wood came out of the Brooklyn Bridge. And he sold it for, I don't remember how much it was, like $9.95 or something like that. This guy was so successful at it, he made millions of dollars doing that, appeared on the Johnny Carson show. And it was amazing. So, you know, I know I'm getting off track here a little bit, but, you know, that's another thing. That, you know, these ideas that I've accumulated and other mentors have accumulated over ideas that you can use, you know, why not take the experience of someone who's been through the trenches, who has fought the war, won the battles and lost the battles as well. And that's why mentorship is so important. Again, the phone number is 323-870-3968, 323-870-3968. So, you know, with that said, let me, first of all, let me go ahead and take a break, listen to one of our sponsors. And when I come back, I'm going to give you a little bit information about what I'm offering as far as mentorship goes. So I'll be right back. Are you looking for quality greenstone working products? ESP sells many lines of fine quality, environmentally safe products. Stone Pro, MB Stone Care, Bondstone and Touchstone Adhesives, more Stone Care products, Easy Care products, and Better Bio, which is over 80% bio-based and approved by the USDA. For more info, visit espsales.net. That's espsales.net. Alrighty, folks. So I announced at the beginning of the show here that I'm offering a mentorship program. Right now, I'm concentrating this mentorship program into two areas of the stone and tile trades, and that is the restoration contractor, as well as the inspector, for those of you who are inspectors out there. And my program is simple. I mean, it's going to offer all the technical help you can. You'll have direct contact with me via my cell phone. Of course, you'll have email support. I think the coolest thing about technology today, and this is part of the mentorship program, is what I call the virtual support. And I've been doing a lot of virtual inspections lately in this. You know, with advent of Skype, FaceTime and similar type services where you can actually call me on a telephone and use your video camera on your telephone to show me what's going on. That's what I mean by virtual support. And that comes with the mentorship program as well. So you could be on a job Let's say you're having trouble, polishing a marble floor and you don't know why. I'm going to say, well, show me the floor. We'll get on your phone. You'll show it to me. Now, if you don't have those capabilities, you're crazy. That's one of the things as a mentor I'm going to tell you to do. Make sure you get a cell phone. A lot of these services, if you're with the iPhone, you got FaceTime, which is free. Skype is free. So these services don't cost you. These virtual services, so they're free. And I can be with you right on the job site without actually being with you. So that's to me is a big plus. And I've done that with several of my people that I mentor, which is it's invaluable. I mean, how would you like to be able to? Now, I'll tell you, if you call at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're probably not going to get me. But if it's during regular hours, you definitely will get me, or if it's something I can wait. And if you can't, you take a video of it. Grab your phone, take a video of it, and videotape what the problem is, and we'll talk to you the next morning and see if we can't solve the problem. And like I said, I've been doing that lately with inspections, with virtual inspections, but also have been helping a lot of contractors out in their with technical issues. So, things like that, all the expertise that I have in stain removal, quoting a job. I had a company call me the other day that's getting into historic work, and they wanted to know, how can they qualify to bid on a historic job? And I said, well, if you're in my mentorship program, I'm on board. I'm part of that. I'm part of your program. So with my experience in historic stone restoration, you can use my name. Hey, we have Fred, and use that as your experience. Because a lot of these historic jobs especially are going to require that you have prior experience. Well, if you have someone that already has a prior experience, a lot of people are going to ask me what the cost is, and I don't mind telling you right now, I'm offering an annual subscription of $795 a year, or if you want to pay monthly, $75 a month. So if you want to check into that and look at that, go ahead and send me an email at fhueston, that's fhueston @gmail.com. You can hop on Messenger if you want and send me a message on my Facebook page, which is Stone Forensics. And I've got information on the website as well. Or give me a call and I'll give you my cell phone number. This is not the call-in number for the radio show, but this is my cell phone number. And that is area code 321-514-6845. That's 321-514-6845. And again, I'll give the phone number out one more time before I wrap things up here to see if we're going to get any callers in. The call-in number for today's show is 323-870-3968. That's 323-870-3968. So I hope you will consider mentorship. I know I'm not the only one that's offering mentorship services. I think Luke is starting to do something with that. I'm not sure if Jason is or not, but hopefully you guys have been listening to his show, Tile Money, Luke's show, Tile Money. I was hoping Luke was going to call in. So if you're listening, Luke, please call in and tell us a little bit more about that. If not, we'll get Luke on here at some other time. He may have gotten busy. But, search out there. If you don't know who as a mentor out there, I would suggest calling some of the associations. Call the National Tile Contracts Association, call the Natural Stone Institute and say, hey, I need a mentor. And you'll be surprised at how it will increase your business. I guarantee it. Not only from the technical side, getting you on and off the job, showing you better ways, more efficient ways to do things, but also helping your business grow. And I should mention one other thing about mentorship, and that's the networking capabilities. People like me and others that have been in this business a very long time have a pretty substantial network. We know a lot of people, so we can hook you up with different people as well throughout the industry. I know people that own quarries. I know people in the fabrication business. I know tons of installers, so fabricators, et cetera, and suppliers. So and some very, very knowledgeable people, as well as to steer you with the people that you should be steered away from. And, of course, we won't mention any names on the air. So I guess I'll wrap things up here. Let me announce one more time that I do have two seminars coming up in June in Florida. In DeBary, Florida, which is just outside of Orlando. One is the Stone and Tile Inspection and Troubleshooting class. That's a 4-day class. And I'm also offering the Historic Stone and Tile Restoration Seminar, which is a 1-day class. If you hop on the website at stoneforensics.com and take a look at that, we can see that as well. So in the meantime, folks, if you have any questions, just simply go ahead and send me an email at fhuston, that's F-H-U-E-S-T-O-N at gmail.com. So we will see everybody next week. But until that, I want to thank everybody for listening. So keep setting those tiles, polishing that stone, and fabricating those tops. Later, my friends. Thank you, Tough Skin, one of our gold sponsors. Marble etches and stains, Tough Skin guarantees it will not. Tough Skin provides a unique product and installation service anywhere in the USA with their proprietary stone laminate products. They protect marble countertops with an acid, oil, and waterproof guarantee. That's right, it's now possible to install marble, onyx, and travertine countertops without the worry of etching and staining from common household items like wine, lemon, coffee, or other acidic foods. People have been trying to figure this out for thousands of years, and Tough Skin Surface Protection has done it. Available in gloss and satin to match the countertop finish. Visit them online at toughskinprotection.com. That's TUFF skinprotection.com to learn more.